Anyway, we're going to do a couple of reels, and the first one is the Maid of Mount Kisco, and the second one's called Larry McDonough's. And so, here we go. Thank you very much. Larry!
Well, you'll notice that I've been very mannerly tonight and have refrained from making any negative remarks or jokes about hammer dulcimers or baron players, and that's not indeed to any altruism on my part at all. It's number one because I'm outnumbered by them, and number two because as a tenor banjoist who plays with the piano accordion player a lot, I'm in dangerous territory myself, you see. Well, we're going to have a great fiddle player that you've heard the last couple of years here. And I first met him in the Washington, D.C. area around 1975, playing with a group, with Bill McComiskey, a group called the Irish Tradition. And I was very privileged to get to know his father, the late Martin Mulvihill, who had an extraordinary impact on the recent evolution of Irish music in New York City, because he ran an incredibly influential school of music in New York and gave more to the culture there than any person I think I've ever met in this country. Unfortunately, passed away some years ago, but not before leaving a vast legacy behind him, both in terms of the pupils he taught and the great music that he played on the fiddle. Well, in his own family, of course, he's got a great carrier on of that tradition, and his son Brendan. And it's now a great pleasure now to introduce Brendan Mulvihill from Washington, D.C., accompanied by Donna Long on piano from California.
Thank you. Thank you very much. To bring out another great artist here, Mr. Seamus Egan.
I'm going to play a tune that I wrote a little while ago after a trip I took up to Cape Breton, and spent a little time up there and came back and wrote this tune, and it's called A Week in January. And then I'll go into another tune which is Cape Breton as well. Thank you.
on the third reel.
I'm going to play a couple of reels. I forgot the last one. This has always been a favourite of mine, the Cameronian reel. And then we're going to play, I'll play a tune called The Morning Dew. And Seamus will play the Congress reel. And I think the last one is called Old Cuff Street. So here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's finale time. All thunder and hell is going to break loose up here in a second. I'd like to thank a whole bunch of people, all people helping out behind stage, lighting, sound, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and they're great, and we depend upon them. Trish Kleckner, Vicky Moss, Flawn Williams, our intrepid sound man. Thank you in particular, Flawn. Great job with the sound tonight. Margot Blevin, of course, Martha Tyner, Michelle Kaminsky, Bill Payne, Bobs McCullough, Clay Carter, and everyone who works in the Augusta store and helps sell our records in there. I don't know the names of all the people there. I think you should maybe give them all a big round of applause, the people I've mentioned. We're going to have all sorts of dancing coming out here, the finale with all the musicians. And there's one person I keep forgetting every year because he doesn't come out till the very end and we're playing by the time he comes out. And he's a great inspiration to all of us behind the scenes in the Irish music and dance scene, and a great organizer himself of traditional culture. And I'd like to pay particular thanks to Mike Denny for all the help he's given us over the years here. Well, here we are, almost on time. Everyone's still sober. It's great. Nobody, no fights broke out. Nobody threw up. It's been a great night. And we're all going to sit down and play here now, as soon as we get together.